It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra will be channeling the Day of the Dead for its next performance. The orchestra will be performing music from the popular animated film Coco at Stiefel Theater this weekend. With me in studio now is Alan Stewart. Alan is Associate Principal Percussionist for the Symphony. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So just to set the scene, when you do a performance like this, the movie is playing while you're doing the musical score.
Yep. Yeah, in some ways it's like the way they used to do it 100 years ago, where there's a screen and we're on the stage under the screen performing the score as written.
How challenging is that to keep pace with what's happening on screen?
It's interesting. You know, I think every generation of symphonic musicians have to go through a phase of change where they do some rep that wasn't done in generations past. And I really think, especially as a percussionist, this is the skill set that is new for our generation. And that is having to play a film straight through. Because when they record it, it's usually done in chunks, sometimes in you know, 20-second, 1-minute chunks. We're playing it straight as if it's a symphonic work. So as a percussionist, logistically, we're literally running around a lot. I mean, it's crazy.
As you're talking about this, I'm thinking, too, about the fact that this movie is very popular, and the kids are going to know if it's not right.
Oh, well, especially percussion. I know we do Home Alone every couple of years, and I always have this part that has one note, and it's the note when, like, the guy with the shovel shows up, and it's just one deep anvil. And I always think, oh, if I miss that, people will actually know, you know, more than they would maybe like a hammer blow in some kind of classical symphony. I mean, it's pretty wild. There's a different kind of pressure there.
Talk about, you said, you know, running around to the different instruments. How many instruments do you have to use during this performance?
Yeah, so we've done films like Hitchcock films that are kind of more classical, if you will, like, you know, snare drum, bass drum, cymbals, really basic, if you will. This newer stuff, it's wild. We really delve into the musical culture of whatever the film is. So this one's kind of based on Mexican culture. So a lot of maracas, shakers, a lot of drums that are similar to what we've used, but just slightly different in construction. So I know I'm playing like 20 instruments just myself, and there's 5 of us. And I think on average, each of us are around 15 instruments. So there's easily like 50 plus different percussion instruments on stage.
How physically exhausting is that?
You know, it's always hard to tell until we do it, you know, because you just, the hardest thing usually isn't the playing, it's the logistics. It's the moving around, what do I play next? And so a lot of that depends on in the moment, oh, how much time do I actually have to go from point A to point B? But sometimes it can be pretty crazy. I know I play a lot of drum set in the orchestra, and so when we do things like Disney sing-alongs, like, oh, we did one recently, but I'll be exhausted at the end because it's literally like playing a rock show in some respects, but for like 2 hours.
How much fun is it to be able to do something that's different, to dive into a different genre than maybe what we think of as traditional symphonic music?
Yeah, I think if you're kind of a traditional like classical music lover, it can sound like it's not this authentic experience, but I actually think it's a really enriching experience. On one level, you're performing, like you said, for children who really get it. You're almost not even introducing them to the music. You're introducing them to symphonic instruments and sounds. And so that's really enriching. And then in some cases, like when we did E.T. or we're doing Batman later this year, like that's my childhood. So there's a nostalgic factor when I get to play some of this stuff.
It looks like you're doing, you mentioned Batman, Casino Royale, How to Train Your Dragon. I bet that one's popular with families.
And I think that's one that's kind of surprising thing as we've done this is like some of these movies, I don't even think of the soundtrack. And then we'll do it and be like, oh man, this is really good. Like this is really neat. I know, like Casino Royale, like I can't even think of what the music is, but I guarantee, especially if we're playing it, like there's really intricate, neat effects that really change the film. And it's neat to be a part of that live, like be a part of the music that in a lot of ways affects the story, affects the feeling you have when you see a movie.
I don't know if you get to have much interaction, you know, with families and the kids that come to something like this, but, you know, have you heard anecdotally, you know, how kids feel about being able to see those instruments that you mentioned that make those sounds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of my favorite things to do after movie concerts, since it is so many kids, is some of them will be, you know, courageous enough to like come up and kind of like, you know, the way you look when you're trying to get someone's attention, do something like that. And when I have time, I'll go over, it's like, do you want to hit the gong? You know, stuff like that. And it just lights them up. I mean, it's really interesting that it's still just that kind of experience that can really change like a young mind. I have a 3-year-old now, and like those moments really can affect you. So it's a great opportunity to connect with this young audience in a real authentic way, you know, something they actually already care about and you're providing it to them. I mean, it's a really special thing to do.
Now, I understand that for anybody listening, there are still some tickets available for the performances this weekend.
That's what I understand. Yeah.
Okay. So that is Saturday, November 2nd at 7 p.m., Sunday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Stiefel Theater. And I assume we go to the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra website to get that information.
Yeah, I think it's slso.org.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Yeah,
we're
great
looking forward
to it.
Yeah, that is Alan Stewart. He is Associate Principal Percussionist for the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Again, that's Coco, the movie in concert this Saturday and Sunday at the Stiefel Theater.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.